Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. You know what? We are always available for you online at npr.org/Bryant Park. So much good stuff on our blog. You need to check it out. I'm Allison Stewart. Coming up on this program, Sandra Lerke talks about his score for Steve Carell's new movie. He'll also play some of it for us as well. Acoustic sounds really great. Stick around for that. Before we get to it, though, we need to go to Rachel Martin for today's headlines.
This is NPR.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Pakistan's President Pervez Musharraf today stepped down as that country's military commander. It's a concession to political opponents and Western allies who have insisted he resign as army chief and be sworn in as a civilian president. During an event in Islamabad, an emotional Musharraf relinquished his post by handing over his ceremonial baton to his successor, General Ashfaq Kayani, who is widely expected to maintain the army's pro-Western policies. Key opposition leader Benazir Bhutto welcomed the belated step, but said her party has yet to accept him as head of state. Bhutto's party and others have said they may boycott national parliamentary elections in January unless Musharraf surrenders the emergency powers he assumed several weeks ago. Pakistani officials have indicated that the emergency rule could be lifted soon after Musharraf takes the presidential oath, but they have not yet set a firm date. Another top White House advisor is resigning. Al Hubbard, the chairman of President Bush's National Economic Council, plans to announce today that he's stepping down. Hubbard has been the president's assistant for economic policy for the past 3 years. Hubbard is one in a growing line of top presidential advisors exiting the White House as the Bush administration heads into its last year. Negotiations in the Broadway stagehand strike are expected to resume today. Over the weekend, Broadway producers and union leaders met in a marathon 13-hour session that failed to produce an agreement. After that, talks were called off for a couple days, but they'll go back to the negotiating table today. The sticking point, how many stagehands are required to open a show and keep it running. Most of Broadway has been dark for more than 2 weeks now because of the walkout that is now in its 19th day. And you see it everywhere, the sidelines of Pee Wee soccer games to the NFL. In fact, it's hard to imagine a sporting event without Gatorade. Yesterday, the man who invented the sports drink and spawned a multi-billion-dollar industry passed away, Dr. Robert Cade. In 1965, he led a team of researchers that created a drink to help Florida football players deal with the extreme heat of their region. The inspiration for the research came after a former Florida Gators football coach wanted to know why football players didn't have to urinate after a game. Here's NPR's Tom Goldman.
That question, Cade said later, changed our lives. The short answer was that players in the swamp-like heat of Florida lost so much fluid and sweat they had none to make any urine. But Cade and his research team discovered the loss of fluid and electrolytes affected blood pressure, body temperature, and the body's blood and plasma volume. So the team developed a drink to replace the elements being lost. Initially, it tasted, said one of the researchers, like toilet bowl cleaner. So they added sugar and lemon juice, and the drink helped increase players' endurance so much. The Gators football team credited its winning record to Gatorade. Today, Cade's invention still dominates a U.S. sports drink market estimated in the billions of dollars.
That was NPR's Tom Goldman. Robert Cade, the inventor of Gatorade, was 80 years old. That's the news, and it's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
You know that Gatorade changed my life?
Did it how?
I know, that's such a big statement. But when I was young, we would play soccer games, and at halftime, everyone ate oranges, and I hated oranges. And so Gatorade, I could drink Gatorade.
I have a funny Gatorade story. When I worked at ABC News, we had a partnership with the BBC, and we had a fellow named Declan Curry who said, I came to the States and I had the most magnificent drink, Gatorade.
Gatorade!
Gatorade. It was just, we were like, Gatorade? Gatorade? Is that what you mean?
Gatorade.
All right, thanks a lot, Rachel.
You're welcome.